Radio. All day country music from the shack.
There ain't nothing wrong with the radio.
Ràdio. 5 minuts de butlletí informatiu en connexió amb la veu d'Amèrica.
This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The arrest of a young U.S. Air National Guard member in connection with a highly classified Pentagon documents probe is raising questions about the nation's ability to safeguard its most sensitive secrets. We get more on the story from AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
One likely question is how the highest profile intelligence leak in years, one the Pentagon calls a very serious national security risk, could have been caused by someone like Jack Teixeira, a 21-year-old IT specialist.
We entrust our members with a lot of responsibility at a very early age.
Brigadier General Pat Ryder, the Pentagon's press secretary, says those troops know their obligations.
It's called military discipline.
Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin says the military will review its intelligence access procedures to prevent another such leak. Ryder says that includes limiting who can access sensitive information.
We continue to review those distribution lists, update them, make sure there's a need to know.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. President Joe Biden will wrap up his three-day visit to Ireland with a Friday night speech in Ballina, home of his paternal ancestors on the west coast of Ireland. On Thursday, Biden became the fourth American leader after John F. Kennedy, Ronald Reagan, and Bill Clinton to address a joint sitting of the Irish Parliament.
People of Ireland, it's so good to be back in Ireland. If you forgive the poor attempt at Irish, Tamasha Walia, I'm at home.
Highlighting Ireland's support in defending Ukraine from Russia's aggression, Biden noted how the country stood proudly with the U.S. and partners around the world, providing humanitarian support, welcoming nearly 80,000 Ukrainian refugees following Russia's invasion. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Two United Nations agencies said Thursday that more than 100,000 migrants have made the treacherous journey from the Darien Gap between Panama and Colombia this year trying to reach the United States. The UN Refugee Agency and the International Organization for Migration said in a joint statement that the spike in numbers is a worrying increase. Most of the people who risked crossing the Darien last year were Venezuelans, Haitians, and Ecuadorians. Others include Asians from China and India, as well as Africans, mainly from Cameroon and Somalia. Sudan's military has warned about potential clashes with the country's powerful paramilitary force, which it said deployed troops in the capital and other cities. Military said on Thursday that the buildup of the Rapid Support Force in Khartoum, Sudan's capital and elsewhere in the country, has come without approval or coordination with the armed forces leadership. Tensions between the army and the paramilitary have escalated in recent months over the issue of how the RSF would be integrated into the military. Could North Korea now have solid fuel long-range missile capabilities of hitting the United States? We get more from the AP's Lisa Dwyer.
North Korea says it has tested a newly developed intercontinental ballistic missile, or ICBM, intended to target the mainland U.S. North Korea's state media says its recent weapons test involved a new long-range missile powered by solid propellants, which it described as the most powerful piece of its growing nuclear arsenal, targeting the United States and U.S. allies in Asia. An ICBM with built-in solid propellants would be easier to move and hide and could be fired more quickly, reducing the opportunities for opponents to detect and counter the launch. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports the nonprofit investigative journalism organization ProPublic has uncovered details of a real estate transaction between Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas and a conservative mega donor.
ProPublica reports Harlan Crow purchased three properties belonging to Thomas and his family, the home in Savannah, Georgia, where Thomas's mother was living, along with two nearby vacant lots. The price was a little more than $133,000. Thomas's mother remained living in the home, which soon underwent tens of thousands of dollars in renovations. Crow says he approached Thomas about the purchase with an eye toward creating a museum dedicated to telling the story of the nation's second black Supreme Court justice. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And for details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.
Estàs escoltant Country Shack Radio.